And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you here this Sunday morning. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley and as always I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Good morning, Jo.
And welcome back the lovely Sally Overmeter. Hello.
Hello, guys. Happy Sunday, everybody.
Thank you, Sally. Oh, yes, it's a glorious morning. First up today, we're going to be talking about eye health. So, Sally, tell me, have you found yourself on the screen more than ever this year?
Absolutely. And you know what? I've actually gone to get my eyes checked and my prescription's gone up like two levels or whatever. And the woman said to me, that's a lot for a short space of time. And I said, listen, it's been a rough year. There's no judgment.
That's exactly right. So screen time, and then Gerald, what other issues are we seeing with our eyes? Is hay fever impacting us? What other things do you see?
Eye health is a reflection on your general health, Jo, but so many things can affect the quality of your eyes. So it might be dry eyes. Now, that sounds pretty simple. They're just dry. Well, let's moisturise them. But underlying that, if you've got poor lacrimal gland, that's tear gland, big word first up, if you've got poor tear gland function, it can just drive you crazy because no matter what you do, you've always got to be putting drops in. So we'll talk about fish oil and other things that you can take internally to make a difference.
Yes, it's not to be dismissed when you've got highly irritated eyes. Yeah. And Sal, you're right. COVID-19 has had an impact on most areas of our lives, but spending more time on our mobile phones, digital devices and television screens, I mean, all of that Netflix.
Really the kids too.
Yes.
It takes its toll. So our eye health has become another of the many health issues which have emerged. So first, we're going to be chatting with Dr. Mark Medonick, a leading ophthalmologist and pioneer in laser vision correction from Medonick Laser Eye Clinic, on how to manage digital eye strain and get a few tips on how to keep our eyes healthy. Later on, we're talking breast cancer because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it is a really important conversation because shocking new data just released reveals 30,000 lives could be lost to the disease by 2030. And I know, Sal, the battle against breast cancer is very real for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I had breast cancer almost 8 years ago now, and it's one of those things I think that even though as time passes, the shock and the trauma of it still stays with you somewhat. And I was diagnosed when I was pregnant, and I had no history in my family. I didn't have any kind of, I guess, triggers that would make me think, oh, I'm a potential for this. And it just goes to show that cancer sadly doesn't discriminate, and we need to be aware. And it'll be very interesting to have a talk about what it is that we need to be doing.
Yes,
absolutely, because 8 women die from the disease every day. So there's much to be done. We'll speak with Dr. Chris Pettigrew, National Breast Cancer Foundation Head of Research and Investment, about those latest findings. In our A to Z of vitamins, we'll take a look at Go Healthy Ashwagandha. And as always, give us a call on 131 873. We'd love to hear from you. If you need help with your health today, maybe specifically eye health, because I know so many of us struggle in that area, 131 873. Next, how we can care for our eyes even in the time of COVID-19.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Australians know that sun exposure can lead to skin cancer, but did you know it can also cause wrinkles, pigmentation and age spots? Anthelios Invisible Fluid is a lightweight, everyday sunscreen that's dermatologically tested on sensitive skin. And Anthelios Invisible Fluid is the number one facial sunscreen brand in Australian pharmacies. Always read the label, follow directions for use, reapply as directed. Prolonged high-risk sun exposure should be avoided. Sunscreen is only one part of sun protection. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get Telfast 180 milligrams 70 tablets, $29.99, plus $7 cash back, only at Chemist Warehouse.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Call now, 131 873, with questions for your health or perhaps specifically eye health, because many of us are spending more time in front of the screens during COVID-19, and eye health has become another of the many health issues which have emerged. So to discuss this, we are joined by Dr. Mark Medonick, ophthalmologist and founder of Medonick Laser Eye Clinic. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Look, we're doing okay on this beautiful Sunday morning, but what can you tell us? What are the most common eye issues that we need to be aware of?
Well, the most common one is digital eye strain. And digital eye strain refers to a constellation of symptoms that occur when people use computers, laptops, iPhones, iPads, etc. And these symptoms include blurred vision, headaches, and dry eyes.
Mm. So, Mark, then, what can we do to protect ourselves against digital eye strain, given how much, you know, TV we're watching, how much iPads, you know, all the kind of screen time we tend to have?
Well, the first thing is a so-called 20-20-20 rule. That is, every 20 minutes, you take your eyes off the computer and focus in the distance more than 20 feet away, or out through a window if you've got one handy, and keep your focus at that distance for about 20 seconds. And that will readjust the focus of the eyes and take the strain away. And you just have to repeat that every 20 minutes, and that will help. In addition to that, you have to practice blinking, because if you consciously don't, the eyes get dry and you may have to use lubricating eye drops.
Mark, technology's here to stay, and our reliance on technology is probably going to get even more so as time goes by. But we hear eye exercises. Exercise is good, but what eye exercises are there around that we can help our eye, our vision generally?
Well, the best eye exercise to use is a so-called convergence exercise, which is exactly as its name suggests. It helps the two eyes converge or zero in on a target. You take your index finger, extend it, hold it out at arm's length at the height of your nose, and gradually move it in towards your eyes, keeping it in focus until the focus breaks, and repeat it a few times, and do it a few times a day, and that will strengthen the convergence muscle and help with the focusing. That is the best exercise.
We're all doing
it. Just as well we're not on television, yeah. Mark, because yeah. We've all got glasses on and we're all doing it, and it looks quite silly.
No, but I'm loving this as an exercise, and I really enjoy that there are things that we can do to care for our eye health. Mark, when should we see an optometrist about our eyes? What sort of changes do we need to look out for?
The most important time is when you reach the age of about 42. That is when everyone needs to get reading glasses, and that's when you need to see an ophthalmologist or an optometrist. And at Medonick, we have a procedure that can get people out of reading glasses, and they can have perfect vision for close-up, for intermediate, which is computer, and for distance, without relying on glasses for the rest of their life. They come in for a free assessment. Of course, not everyone is suitable, and there are risks involved, but it is certainly worthwhile for those people who hate reading glasses.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Mark Medonick. Of course, it is very important to maintain your regular eye checks during coronavirus. Don't be deterred from that. You have a great morning, Mark.
Thank you very much. And if you want any further information, just check medonick.com.au.
Thank you so much. You take care. Well, of course, we welcome your calls, 131-873. If you're looking for assistance for your health, perhaps you have a question about your eye health. Sandy in Hoppers Crossing, good morning.
Good morning, team. First-time caller, but I couldn't help myself here. I'm over 60 now, but when I was a teenager, I was prescribed with glasses, and And every time, of course, you'd go back, they'd give you stronger ones and stronger ones. And I remember ending up at an ophthalmologist who gave me those exercises. Mm-hmm. And when I was off on maternity leave, when I was about 30, I started them seriously. Mm-hmm. And after probably a few months, I walked out of the house one day, I went to drive, and I said, there's something not right here. And I said, I haven't got my glasses on. Mm-hmm. And do you know what? Oh. I didn't need my glasses after that.
Wow.
And was that the exercise that Mark described, Sandy?
There was that one, mm-hmm. And there's another one called framing, which is really good. You get a biro. Mm-hmm. You hold the biro up towards, say, a painting.
Right.
You focus on the tip of that biro. Yep, I'm just doing it as we speak.
So am I.
So is Joe.
So are we. Yeah. Yeah.
And now I am too.
You focus on the tip of that biro.
Yes.
You bring it towards your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And as you bring it towards your nose, you will end up with two paintings.
So you're right.
You're right, yes.
Yep. And you have to switch between looking at the tip of the biro and looking at the actual painting itself.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So if you look at the painting, you can then get two of your biros, one on either side of the frame.
And Sandy, I've got a question for you, Sandy. Wow. How do you get biro off the end of your nose?
A little alcohol wipe.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sandy.
Just a little alcohol.
Well, that could help too. Just a little bit. Thank you so much, Sandy. It's lovely to hear from you. We're going to take more of your calls next. Plus, in a moment, we're going to be talking about men's sheds. Now, this is, of course, the National Association providing meeting places where men can find social support and camaraderie. So give us a call if you or someone you love is a part of a men's shed. We'd love to hear all about the positive impact that men's shed has had on your life. 131 873, that's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Joint pain, stiffness or mild osteoarthritis holding you back? Go get moving again with Go Healthy Go Turmeric 30,000 plus, one a day from Chemist Warehouse. Each capsule contains 30,000 milligram of turmeric with high levels of active curcuminoids to help relieve joint inflammation. Go Healthy Go Turmeric 30,000 plus, one a day is just $24.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get Telfast 180 milligram 70 tablets, $29.99, plus $7 cash back, only at Chemist Warehouse.
Welcome back to The House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermeida, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Of course, we'd love you to call 131873 with any questions you may have for your health, perhaps with regard to eye health. Andrew from Hoddles Creek, good morning.
Morning, Andrew.
Good morning, how are you?
Well, how can we help you?
Several weeks ago, I ended up taking myself into the eye hospital because I developed some very heavy black floaters mm-hmm. in my left eye.
Yes.
And at age 62, diagnosed with a decrease in viscosity of the gelatinous material in the eyeball,
mm-hmm.
Which then was also complicated by a tear in the back of the eye, and they fixed that up with a bit of laser,
yes,
laser welding.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, and I had been wondering the last couple of days, so this was very kind of fortuitous that you brought this up in the program today, whether or not laser surgery might assist with decreasing that risk, because I'm very short-sighted, and laser surgery does change the shape of the eyeball, as I understand it.
Look, I think the thing to do, Andrew, is to perhaps give a call to Dr. Medenick, who we spoke to before, have an assessment done, which they do for you, and then that question will be able to be answered pretty quickly, and then you'll know where you sit at your age, whether it's worth being done. So let's do that tomorrow.
It is extraordinary, the advances in eye care, when
amazing.
You hear them saying things like laser welding.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes. Mm. And And that people's vision can go back. When Dr. Medenick was saying, listen, you can be, we can fix kind of short-sighted and medium-sighted, I was like, wow, it's incredible.
It is. Eleanor in Woodaware, good morning.
Hello, Eleanor.
Good morning.
How can we help?
Yes, I when I was a child, we lived in Narandra, where you used to get a lot of hot, dry weather.
Yes.
And we were getting what we used to call sandy blight.
Sandy blight, yes, yes, which cattle get as well, Eleanor.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's probably when the cattle got it, we got it.
Yes.
But the thing is that Mum used to use an eye wash, which she made with boracic acid and water.
Yes, boracic acid eye wash. That takes us back, Eleanor, yes.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm just coming up for 90, so that's a long time ago that this was happening.
Yes.
But every time... I get a problem, and at the moment I have a problem with an infection in my eyes, which has been ongoing, and I'm allergic to a lot of antibiotics and things.
Yes.
So I thought maybe it's time for me to go back to Mum's Cure.
Well, yeah, look, you can buy eye washes that are made, Eleanor. The risk there, though, is that, and this is why we don't recommend now that you make your own, is sterility. We were pretty blasé back in the old days. Remember you could buy an eye bath that you bent over and you put it up against your eye and you went upright and then it ran all down your front.
That's my memory of primary school.
Well, there you go. So you can speak to your pharmacy about a ready-prepared eye wash, Eleanor, that you certainly can use. And if you've got allergies, when you're using drops, try and make sure they are the single-use ones so that you don't use a bottle with a preservative in it, because it's often the preservative that you're getting a reaction to.
Great advice there. Thank you, Joe. We've had lots of people calling for a recap on that exercise that Dr. Medenick gave us called convergence, which is where you hold your finger out and you focus on that, and then you want to bring the finger to your nose and keep focusing on that finger, which
That's
is a way of exercising convergence, he said.
Which is bringing your eye muscles to meet in the middle. And the other one was holding a pen up to a picture, or I'm holding up to a clock with you in the foreground, Joe, and bringing that toward you until you get two images.
Right, and you're going to go from further away to the pen to further away and just practice that particular muscle group, I guess.
Eye muscles. Yeah, well, we've got a lot of muscles around our eyes. They're very important.
Make sure you do that when you're in the comfort of your own home, I would suggest.
And don't do it to anyone else.
Now, I wanted to bring this up. We've just come off Men's Shed Week. So give us a call if you or someone you know are a member of Men's Shed. Of course, Men's Shed being the national association that provides safe and friendly environments where men are able to work on meaningful projects together. They find connection with each other and support from other men. It's just such a beautiful organisation. And they've just released a brand new community service announcement with the very familiar voice of Michael Caton. Have a listen.
A man's home is his castle, but his men's shed, that's his kingdom. There are now more than 1,000 men's sheds across Australia, and they're more than just a shed. You can make things, grow things, find a mate, be a mate, shoulder to shoulder. The Australian Men's Shed Association can help to find a shed near you. Yeah, there's something for you
at the men's shed. Don't you love that?
Well done, Michael. That's terrific.
I love that.
This is a great concept.
Awesome.
It is such a great concept. And men shoulder to shoulder, that's the key, isn't it, Gerald? Because men don't necessarily communicate face to face.
Well, it's because we're pathetic.
Oh, don't say that.
We grow up. Well, there's a little area in our brain. This is why blokes can only concentrate on one thing at a time. You ladies, brilliant. 10 things going on at the one time. We have an area in our brain which is our men's shed. So when we're reading the paper, we get focused in that shed. So your partner can say, would you mind doing that? And then when he or she comes back and says, no, you've forgotten, you say, what? Because you're in that men's shed. That's how far back this whole concept goes. To be able to get blokes together, to meet one-on-one or in a group, that doesn't matter what background you've had, be it educational or trade or whatever, getting blokes together to just be blokes is fundamental to good health. And look at all we've discovered from Gus Wall and look at Marcus. Now, how many good mates has Marcus got? Really good mates.
He's got a very small handful of really good mates, but what I think is so interesting, and I hope this changes as the generations come along, is that they still have an attitude around, and I really noticed this, particularly, say, for example, when I was unwell and I had cancer, that like kind of no one really checked in on how he was, you know, and it's a big thing. It's that we always say care for the carer, right? Because the carer gets forgotten.
Yes.
Everyone worries about the person who's unwell. And I remember saying to him a few times, you need to be able to speak to somebody to say how you're feeling and what you're going through, because this is obviously very tough on you as well.
Yes.
But guys aren't naturally like that. It's a lot of backslapping still, and we've come a long way.
Yes.
But I think what I found was, unless Marcus brought it up and said, listen, I really kind of need to download with you, then they were like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. But no one wanted to be the first to bring it up.
And that's what Men's Shed will break down.
Yeah, it's so wonderful. Thank you to Men's Shed for the incredible work that you do in our community. And to find a Men's Shed near you, go to mensshed.org. It's very simple. Next on the House of Wellness, the shocking new research that shows that we cannot be complacent in the fight against breast cancer. That's right after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get Telfast 180 milligrams 70 tablets, $29.99, plus $7 cash back, only at Chemist Warehouse.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. Of course, give us a call, 131873, if you have any questions for your health. But first, shocking new research reveals as many as 30,000 Australian lives will be lost to breast cancer over the next decade without adequate investment in treatments and research. It also found the number of Australian women being diagnosed with breast cancer has increased to 1 in 7. The new data was released by the National Breast Cancer Foundation to coincide with National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And to learn more about it, we're going to be joined right now by Dr. Chris Pettigrew, National Breast Cancer Foundation's Head of Research and Investment. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Chris, why has there been an increase in the number of women being diagnosed? Is it that more women are getting breast cancer, or is it more women are being tested?
It's a little bit of both, I think. We know that mammography screening, like breast screen, is doing really good at picking up a lot of new diagnoses. But it's also that our lifestyle is changing. People are living longer, and things like obesity and even alcohol consumption are increasing risk of developing breast cancer.
Doctor, what does this new data mean for Australian women who are currently being diagnosed?
Right, so what it means, so there's about 20,000 Australian women who will be diagnosed this year, which is a shockingly large number. But the good news of that is that 91% of those women will be able to survive over the next 5 years. But what it means is 9% of those women, or about 1,800, won't be with us in 5 years' time.
Chris, we know that the funds for research are very, very important, but what areas of research are you specifically targeting?
Right, so MBCF funds all aspects of breast cancer research, right from understanding risk and preventing the disease to new diagnostics, new treatments, and ensuring a high quality of life for those who are diagnosed. But some of the key areas that will help us particularly target that 9% are addressing triple-negative breast cancer, where there isn't a real specific treatment approach, looking at treatment resistance and trying to address that so these cancers don't become resistant, and also metastatic breast cancer. Okay. So that's a real key area of focus.
And are they the major causes of early breast cancer deaths?
Look, they're certainly contributors. One of the real keys for breast cancer is to detect it early. The earlier you can detect it, the better the chance of a positive outcome. So we do know that if it's metastatic at the time of the initial diagnosis, that's one of the poorest outcome groups.
Sure. Sure. Amazing.
How important is this ongoing funding for the 9% of women who don't yet reach this 5-year survival mark?
Look, it's really important. We know that research works. So MBCF was founded in 1994, and survival rates for breast cancer were at 76%. And now they're at 91%. So investing in research really does make a difference. And we as a foundation rely on donations from the community to fund our research. So every little bit helps us invest in a better future.
Chris, I read that the National Breast Cancer Foundation wants a target of zero deaths by 2030. How achievable is that figure?
Oh, look, it's ambitious. I'm not going to lie about that. But we do believe we can get there. As I said, survival rates have increased from 76 to 91%. And we've got some really exciting research projects across all areas of breast cancer research. And I think they're really, really going to help us get there.
Well done.
And the critical message is that you are a completely community-funded organisation. So we want to encourage you to please go to nbcf.org.au. I'll say that again, nbcf.org.au to donate. Because, Chris, it makes a real difference to your work, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, the more we can fund in research, the better the future will be for women with breast cancer.
Thank you so much, Chris. You have a great morning.
Thank you. You too.
And Sally, as someone who has faced breast cancer, does it make a difference to your experience knowing that so many people from around the country, from organisations like National Breast Cancer Foundation and various others, so many people are behind you and supporting you and donating towards research?
Absolutely. It makes a huge difference. I had triple negative cancer, which, as Chris was just saying, is one of the rarer ones and it has a lower sort of survival rate. And I remember my oncologist saying to me, if you had this 5 years ago, 100% you would not have survived this. Mm-hmm. But in the last 5 years, fortunately for you, we have done a bit more research and we know that the treatments that we used to use were not as effective. So now we've gone back to something else. So that's all research. And I know firsthand that that has made a difference. So yeah, absolutely. It's so vital. And I know sometimes we have donation fatigue. I know sometimes we think we've been hearing about breast cancer for a long time and we think breast cancer is fine and it's covered. But I guess, as we just heard, still a lot of women are losing their lives and now we're hearing that the numbers have gone up. So we want to be able to fix that. We do want to help get to that zero rate. That's what we want.
Great.
Thank you so much for sharing there, Sally. It is absolutely critical not to be complacent and to be ambitious too.
Sure.
2030 is 10 years away. Sure. Let's aim towards that zero rate of deaths from breast cancer. So that website again is nbcf.org.au. Well, have you got a question for your health today? Already this morning we've been discussing eye health. Janice from Werribee, good morning.
Morning, Janice.
Oh, good morning. Thank you, and I love your program.
Thank you. How can we help?
Jared, a few years ago, on your suggestion, I started taking turmeric for my joints, and I bought the tablets. And to be quite honest, I didn't see much difference. But I came across some organic turmeric, and I made my own capsules up, and taking two of a morning, and I've got to tell you, my dry eye has improved.
See, the rationale there, Janice, is that we're talking about inflammation. So if you can use anything, and we know there's the anti-inflammatory food options and all those things, but essentially turmeric reduces inflammation and it has a whole raft of benefits right across our body. So well done, and I have actually seen that happen before.
All the best with that, Janice. I love hearing that and that she made her own capsules.
Janice, so good.
Yes, looking after her own health. I really, really love that. Well, we'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Australians know that sun exposure can lead to skin cancer, but did you know it can also cause wrinkles, pigmentation and age spots? Anthelios Invisible Fluid is a lightweight everyday sunscreen that's dermatologically tested on sensitive skin. And Anthelios Invisible Fluid is the number one facial sunscreen brand in Australian pharmacies. Always read the label, follow directions for use, reapply as directed. Prolonged high-risk sun exposure should be avoided. Sunscreen is only one part of sun protection. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get Telfast 180 milligrams 70 tablets, $29.99, plus $7 cash back, only at Chemist Warehouse.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, and it's time for A to Z of Vitamins. Gerald, I have to tell you, I'm in a very busy time of my year. I'm needing lots of clarity of mind, and I'm needing some energy.
We're talking mental energy.
Mm-hmm.
Stamina, clear vision, focus, and the herb of choice is a beautiful name called ashwagandha.
I do love that word.
I know it's your favourite name along with others, but
sounds
it's a
good,
very
doesn't it?
It,
it
does.
Really does.
Good enough to put on your cornflakes. So, but it look it's and it's not something you can buy in food, so using it as a supplement is actually good. And if ever the most of us are under pressure at the moment, is now, and it's the sort of thing which helps restore normal function. We're not talking about anything magic, we're restoring normal function.
And is it something that you need to take daily to build up?
No, look, it just depends. It really depends, and it depends what normal is. And we hear that word all the time, Joe. But if you can make a difference to how you approach the day, being confident that you'll be able to concentrate on things that you've got to focus on, then this may make a difference.
Well, I know that you would point out to me if I was not concentrating on the things
straight
that I need
away.
To focus on.
Straight away.
So I'm pleased that I have something to help me. So the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy, New Zealand's number one premium supplement brand, now available in Australia. We do love hearing from you on 131873. We have been speaking about the importance of continuing our commitment to fighting breast cancer. Phyllis from Dandenong, good morning.
Morning, Phyllis.
Good morning. My name is Phyllis McBride. Mm-hmm. My daughter, Julie McBride, she had the triple negative.
Yes.
Never smoked, never drank, ate good food. She had the breast machine done in the August, and they turned around and she had, they found that Julie had, they done an ultrasound. And they found by Christmas time she had the most aggressive triple negative. Mm. And they said sometimes the breast one doesn't pick it up. And his advice to my other friends is from the age of 18, if you're not happy with what you've got, turn around. The best thing, because a lot of times if that machine doesn't pick it up, it's too late. And he recommended, this is a professor at Clayton, and he said, get the ultrasound. It's easy to have done. Ask your doctor to prescribe it. And they can pick it up. And it goes right through every part of your body. Mm. They had to turn around and give my daughter the Red Devil, which is the only one. Mm. He said, you couldn't have got a more aggressive breast cancer, Julie. And she had 6 months of the Red Devil. Then she had radiation, which... most everybody knows your hair, your teeth, your vision, everything. And she went through all that. She had the operation with a marvellous surgeon down at Bentley. They went through her nipple and they could leave her breast. Anyway, it came back. She couldn't breathe. She walks a lot. And she went to the doctor and he said, go and get organise an ultrasound. And it came back. So it was 4 years since the time she had it, and they turned around and it was unbelievable. She had to go through all the chemo again and the radiation, and when they done that machine, the Dr. White and Dr. Gill from Bentley said to Julie, I'm so sorry. She said, with all you've been through, she said, it's starting to attack the other parts of your body and it's heading to your brain. Mm. So she said, we've organised so many 4 days of radiation to try and stop it from going there. After she'd done 4 and they gave her chemo capsules, it didn't work. She started to get really, really sick and it ended up going up to her brain, and she was taken up to Dandenong, but straight from Dandenong, Berwick wanted her straight away because it was only a matter of months that it went through, and she was only 58, and she was my only daughter.
Phyllis,
we're with you.
We're very, very sorry to hear that, and... well, in honour of Julie, we ask you to donate to the National Breast Cancer Foundation.
Absolutely. Please.
Yes.
Please.
A very, very beautiful and very sad story.
Spring
Thank
it all
you.
Back, Sal, does it?
Yeah, it does. It definitely does. And it's so hard because I think one of the things that happens is you feel guilty for surviving because yes. I just think everyone should survive. This yes. is just to be in this day and age. We just, let's try and get there.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for that call, Phyllis. And thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. You can go to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab.
I'll be waiting.
Absolutely. And we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get Telfast 180 milligram 70 tablets, $29.99, plus $7 cash back, only at Chemist Warehouse.
It's been great to spend the last hour with you here on the House of Wellness, Gerald and Sally. It's been lovely to spend this hour with you.
It's been beautiful.
Yes, I need to say, don't forget to catch House of Wellness TV at midday on Channel 7 today. This week, a beautiful story about man's best friend and how dogs are the key, perhaps, to detecting COVID-19. Have you seen this story?
Oh, I haven't seen this, no.
It's amazing. These clever dogs are being trained, and there's Aussie doctors who are part of an international research network training dogs to sniff out COVID.
Goodness me.
What an extraordinary thing.
Can't wait.
You can also check out House of Wellness podcast, Best of You in the House of Wellness, with myself and mindfulness coach Emma Murray. It talks about mindfulness, how it can help you understand your thoughts and how to accept and embrace this moment. And we've got some practical mindfulness exercises to try there too. You can download that at podcastoneaustralia.com.au. Gerald, we're holding something important up to me.
House of Wellness plus the beauty insert, which is in today's papers.
Absolutely. Sal, so great to see you.
Thank you, Sal.
Thanks, guys. Happy Sunday, everyone.
Of course. Check out houseofwellness.com.au for more ways to get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. Gerald, lovely to see you
as
well.
Thank you, Jo. Don't forget to put your clock forward.
Oh, of course. It's too late if you have. We made it here on time, thank goodness. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we'll see you all next week.